Visiting with Burlingame boys basketball coach Eric West here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, you're 3-1, and your only loss coming in your second game of the tournament a couple weeks ago. But you got to be pleased with the way your basketball team is playing right now with the Lyon County League opener tonight.
Yeah, we're pretty happy with where we're at. We did have a tough loss to NEK in the preseason tournament, a night where we just really struggled to guard them and got into some early foul trouble, and that kind of put us behind the eight ball. But we bounced back after that with a good win against Waverly, and then we were off from Saturday until Friday night and, got a chance to take the court against Linden, and I thought, overall, that was probably our best performance so far. Kids were very attentive to the scouting report. We played extremely hard on both ends of the floor. I thought we locked them down completely defensively, and then offensively, our ball movement against their defense was outstanding. We shared the ball well. We missed some shots early, but once the shots started falling, we really took off. And it's always nice to beat those guys.
Drake Skirvin averaging 23 in the last three. He's got to be huge right now for you guys.
Yeah, Drake's doing a lot for us offensively. He's scoring around the basket, but we've also expanded, and he's catching the ball out on the floor more and using his quickness against the bigger defenders successfully. The sky's the limit for Drake. We've started to put more and more on his plate. He's a little more comfortable now with his ball handling and things like that, so we're able to do more with him. And Drake's a very coachable kid that's willing to work and try to do the things that we ask, and it really has helped his game. His numbers to start the year are outstanding, but just what I see on the floor is even better, just both ends of the court. He's very disruptive as a defender. Obviously, people are hesitant to drive the ball into the lane when he's in there because he's a great shot blocker. So, yeah, Drake's had a really nice start to this season.
Well, and whenever he doesn't have the best game or leading you guys in scoring, could be someone else. I mean, against Caraparavel, J.D. Tyson led you guys in scoring. It feels great when you have that 1-2 punch with Drake and of course, Dane Winters as well. But, yeah, I like what you can get from J.D. Tyson and along with Timmy Roberts. And the tweets you've been posting when you tweet out your final scores. And you got to like what you get behind your top two scorers.
Yeah, the emergence of JD and Timmy just make Dane and Drake that much more effective offensively because defenses can't gang up. Timmy shot the ball really well from the outside to start the year. Like you said, we landed four guys in double figures in that opener against Caraparavel, and for me that's just perfect because that way we can distribute the ball, spread out the scoring a little bit, make us a lot harder to guard. In that game, the Caraparavel defense was just collapsing hard on Drake. Well, then the next night, Drake sees a lot of one-on-one opportunities because Timmy and JD had made shots the night before. And one-on-one, Drake Skirvin's pretty hard to stop. So, yeah, the balance has helped us. Like I said, guys are just kind of feeling out their roles. Everybody's expanded their role a little bit. Even Brock is our fifth guy, is a capable scorer around the basket. He's usually got a decent matchup, so he can take advantage of that, and he's pretty crafty around the basket. So, yeah, good start offensively for us.
Visiting with Burlingame boys basketball coach Eric West here on the Area Coaches Corner. You go to Hartford tonight for your Lyon County League opener. You host Northern Heights coming up on Friday, your final game before the holiday break, and then you come back in January. You go to Meredosine Valley on the 7th, and then you get Opie at home on January 10th, and that'll be our area game of the week on January 10th here on Country 101.7 FM. So some good tests coming up, and starts with Hartford, who has one loss on their resume as well.
Yeah, Hartford's off to a good start, 4-1. They got some decent balance offensively. This is our first road game, so that's a different dynamic for us. I'm interested to see how we go down there and play. If we do the things that we did here on Friday night, offensively and defensively, we should be in good shape. But you just never know when you get that first road game, and You know, I'm sure Hartford will be excited after their good start. So looking forward to the test tonight. You know, all of these Lyon County League games, especially when you travel, you just never know what you're going to run into. So we got to be ready.
Should be a good next month and a half before the Lyon County League tournament. You know, everyone solid from top to bottom.
Yeah, you know, it's a challenge, and a lot of these teams are very well coached, so I know I've got to be at the top of my game as well. You know, it's battles night in and night out. You're just seeing teams now trying to get into the league schedule and kind of get that pecking order established. You know, we're going to find out a lot about ourselves in the near future.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight at Hartford. Best of luck on Friday with Northern Heights. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Best of luck on January 7th and January 10th against Meredithine Valley. And Opie, talk to you again here on the Area Coaches Corner on January 14th.
Okay, see you then, Dylan.
That is Burlingame Boys Basketball Coach Eric West joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame and XSEC Wireless on Country 101.7 FM.